Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and it's a great day in the lives of our small business, isn't it? Any day we wake up and get to go to work, that's a great day for me. That's how I feel. I know that's how Beverly Williams feels. Beverly is, as I said earlier, one of the world's top experts on home-based businesses. She's the author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute, which is the home-based business Bible. And she's also the 2002 Small Business Advocate of the Year, chosen. That's a national award chosen by the SBA, and I'm really proud of her for that. That was long overdue. And but more importantly, she's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm always glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. So what's new in the world of home-based business? I keep hearing these, and I know you and I've talked about this before, and I don't want to dwell on it long today, but I keep hearing these commercials. You know, I made $3,000 a week just from my home.
I'm
thinking, you know, then some of these people aren't even good actors when they do those commercials.
Isn't that the truth?
Not only is it not a real person, they're not even good actors.
You're right, and I have been inundated lately with emails about work-at-home opportunities / scams that have really irritated me. Before I delete them, I read them.
You know, and they're not bad entertainment.
Well, they don't make me laugh. Unfortunately, they make me mad.
Yeah.
They make me mad because they are appealing to a very vulnerable population that doesn't need to be scammed.
They are very vulnerable. There are so many people out there who are desperate to supplement their income. Mm-hmm. They're desperate to change their life. Maybe their life has changed on them, and they need to adapt to that. Mm-hmm. And they really are desperate people, and they're vulnerable. Maybe not. They're desperate, but mostly what they are is vulnerable.
Right.
And sometimes, having been in the marketplace as long as I have, Beverly, you're a whole lot younger than me. But having been in the marketplace as long as I have, it still amazes me how many people don't have a clue about how the marketplace works.
Right. Yes. It is really sad. And unfortunately, there are so many people who believe the words, you know, how easy it is to make how much money so quickly. I can only believe that it's because they are so emotionally as well as financially vulnerable at that moment that they could believe something like that. But there are a lot of people, and I cannot repeat it often enough to say you've got to check them out. Yes, there are a few that are legitimate, I hate to use the word opportunities, possibilities for a business for you. But it is never going to be as easy as they say. You will probably never, ever make as much money as they say, and you will certainly never make it as quickly as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can take the rose-colored glasses off while you read something like that or listen to something like that and look for the grain of truth that might be in there, then maybe there's something there for you, but boy, you sure have to go through a lot of muck to get to it.
You know, I don't know how much I've ever seen this. Maybe you used to do it in Montgomery County, because I know you were very much involved in your Chamber of Commerce when you lived in Montgomery County, Maryland. But you know, wouldn't it be great if every chamber had a monthly mixer of just home-based businesses, where not only the home-based businesses came together, and that were established, but also could mentor to other people who wanted to become home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me like that would be a great thing for chambers to develop.
Well, I agree with you 150%, of course, and a lot of chambers are and did do that as far as having separate get-togethers just for home-based business group owners that were members of their chamber, and they invited other people to come who weren't members with the hopes that they would see the value in that membership. There are so many people, unfortunately, who are still looking for opportunities and don't turn to the chamber for that kind of help. There are certainly people within the chamber who could help them look at where they could get some business counseling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of chambers are associated with SCORE chapters and other small college entrepreneurial centers. That they're such a valuable resource of information. That's one of the first places I suggest people turn to in their areas, if they're not right where I am, to look for some help.
As good as SCORE is, though, I don't know that I would, and I have a great admiration for those folks. I don't know that many of them would have any background to help a home-based business start up.
Well, unfortunately, you're right there.
And I'm only saying that in the interest of absolute full disclosure and total, mm-hmm. total, you know, honesty.
Right. Yes. But you can get other types of help as you walk along the path to
right.
home business ownership, because beyond the intricacies of being home-based, the rest of it is like any small business, and there are certain things that you really must do, such as a feasibility study of your market.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, those sound like big government-ese words, and usually people cringe when they hear them. Well, really what it is there enough of enough people out there with enough money and the desire to buy your product or service? And where can you get that information? That's for some people, an overwhelming
mm-hmm.
ask to even decide.
But you know, so, Beverly, so many, what really I think is as much of a daunting and an imperative task for a startup home-based business is not just the marketplace side of the business, but the operations side of the business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because, you know, most of the startup home-based business owner has never done anything like that. They have no experience in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've really got two complete disciplines to learn: how to
mm-hmm.
run this business, how to penetrate the market with your business, but also how to operate your business
mm-hmm.
as a going concern. And those are, I call those parallel universes. They are quite different from each other. They're two totally different disciplines.
Well, and I think that people who are looking at starting a home-based business are very focused on the business itself and have no clue as to what it's going to mean to their personal life when they live and work under the same roof. I led a workshop the other night of
Beverly, hold that thought.
Okay.
When we come back, now that we've scared the bejeebers out of them, let's talk about all the cool things about being a home-based business owner.
Okay.
What do you think? Can you do that?
I think you can.
20 after, we'll be right back with our good friend Beverly Williams right after these messages. Her book is called The 30-Second Commute. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you'll find Beverly Williams, our guest this half hour, all over our website. She's contributed so much to us over the years, and we appreciate that very much. You'll find archives and articles and lots of things there, thousands of each one of those. You'll also be able to subscribe to my free newsletter, which I hope you'll do. Comes on Sunday every week, on Sunday in the afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to check out our blog. I think you'll like that. It's not like your grandfather's blog. It's a little bit different from everybody else's, as you might imagine. You won't be surprised that's what we've done. And that's at jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Beverly Williams is our guest, and she has a website too, don't you, Bev?
I do. It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And they can find out more about your book there, can't they?
They can, as well as a lot of the information we talk about here on the show, the how to get started and how to discover whether something's a scam or not, and other suggested reading material, et cetera, et cetera.
But Beverly, you know, sometimes I worry that when people hear us talking about home-based businesses, that occasionally they might think, well, wow, if it's that hard, if it's that tough, if it's that dangerous, is that something I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the question. Let's jump on the other side of the mirror. Let's go through into this other dimension, which is the fun part. Mm-hmm. Is it fun? Can you have fun and do good and make money being home-based?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Let's see, how many words can I use to describe that feeling?
You're pretty much out of control on home-based business, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would not trade my 30-second commute for all the dollars in the world. You could not pay me enough. I was listening to the radio yesterday, even here in our beautiful mountains where, you know, five cars in a row is considered a traffic jam. And I love that part of here, being here.
No on-ramps or off-ramps, right?
Yeah, after coming from an area where, you know, if you crawled to work at 5 miles an hour, you felt like you were doing fast. The people now are spending an average of 25 and a half minutes one way in their car to commute to work. And there were something like 10 million out of the 100 million people they talked about who have more than a 90-minute commute
right.
One way.
Especially in the you know, in the tri-state area.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, in L.A. and mm-hmm. Dallas-Fort Worth, you can have those kinds of things.
Right, Washington, D.C. area.
Absolutely.
Son works in Northern Virginia and lives in Southern Virginia. Normally would take him 45 minutes to go to work. He has never, ever spent only 45 minutes on the road. Mm-hmm. And there are times when he'll call me late in the afternoon and say, well, Mom, would you like to talk? I'm sitting in traffic. I cannot tell you how much that means to me to be able to sit in my home office with my 30-second commute and not have to do that.
But somebody's got to do some business, time. Though, Beverly. It's not just about the commute. It's also got to be about the business.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But that one really was a clue for a
well,
lot
for,
of people.
Well, you know, from a business standpoint, you may get an hour and a half to 3 hours of your life back.
You got it. And what you can do with that amount of time is tremendous. I am so much more productive at home. It did not cost me an arm and a leg to get started. I had so many things already at the house that I could set up my office using my computer and start my business.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take all my life savings to go and rent a commercial space and have to outfit it with nice-looking stuff and get going. I think that being able to have quality time with my family, being here when my kids came home from school, and I'm not just saying that as a woman right now. I can tell you that I don't have enough fingers and toes to tell you how many men have said, I quit my job and started working from home so that I could be there for my kids when
mm-hmm.
they got to school.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many, many wonderful things, both from the business end and the personal life end, that really are hard to distinguish which is more important. The quality of your life when you're a home-based business owner is just fantastic.
Do you think that the younger generations get that more than we did, at least at the age that they are now?
I don't think that they look at home-based businesses as much of a, not sure how to say it.
I guess a lot
of them are simply assume that they will start a home-based business.
Right.
There's not the churning, the decision-making process
right.
over it.
There's no, they didn't have to get over any the kinds of stuff that you and I had to get
right.
over.
Stigma.
And it seemed, I'm just speaking to your point about quality of life. It seems to me that the younger generations are getting that more than we did.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They see their parents, our generation, who've had both parents working, running
right.
constantly. Their lives are too full, and it's not happy.
Right.
So they don't want that for themselves.
Well, and they're twice removed from the corporate
yes.
40 years and a retirement party mentality, too,
right.
that you and
exactly.
I had when we were growing up.
You're
Beverly,
right.
thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Give us your website again, please.
Thank you. www.beverlywilliams.com.
Thank you, Bev. See you next time.
Thank you. I'll be
Beverly
here.
Williams, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best, and she'll be back, I promise. Right back with Barbara Weltman right after these messages. It's a B-Day. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.